Let's talk about the next debt instrument as a source of finance, commercial paper. In this particular chapter, we are going to see what is the concept of commercial paper. We'll understand how and commercial paper is issued, what's credit enhancement, what are the limits. Analyze the commercial paper as a form of debt instrument when it comes to even redemption along with issuance. Try to study the trading and settlement process and the buyback process of a commercial paper. Understand the investment characteristics. Evaluate the commercial paper market in India and how the yield is calculated. And analyze the advantage and disadvantage of raising money through a commercial paper. So what's a commercial paper? A commercial paper is the most prevalent form of security, which is basically issued by any company, which gives a yield which is little higher than a treasury bill. So it's nothing but as good as a bill of exchange. A letter of credit is also a commercial paper. We'll use this particular paper for financing of companies as well as banks. Now, these banks or commercial institutions or financial institutions are ready to buy the commercial paper from companies with strong credit. Okay, so if you have a strong credit history, strong credit rating, as a bank or financial institution, I'll be okay buying the commercial paper from you. Even foreign institutions or sovereign issuers are there in the market when we talk about commercial paper. Main buyers here would be banks, insurance companies, pension funds. These commercial papers are usually unsecured promissory notes. See, please understand, I'm saying it's a bill of exchange or it's a letter of credit. That means it's a paper or an invoice, which is a promise by one lender to another to pay a stipulated amount in future. It doesn't come with any kind of collateral security. So these papers are usually unsecured promissory notes, which tells you on a specific date or time, the issuer is going to pay or going to redeem that particular paper. There's a promise given by the issuer to pay the person who is actually holding the paper X amount of money on a stipulated day or time. These particular papers are usually issued at a discount. And the term for these papers is usually from 7 days to 1 year. A lot of commercial papers are used by companies for short-term financing. Since it's an unsecured money market instrument, there are a lot of types of commercial papers, or there are different kinds of discount rates depending on the tenure on which you want the commercial paper to be accepted for lending. It's basically an instrument which gets usually privately placed. There is no market as such where you'll go and trade this instrument. It's privately placed instrument with institutions or with banks. And it was introduced in late 90s with a view to enable all these high rated companies to borrow money at a cheaper rate. So short term borrowing, whether it's a working capital loan, so better to take a commercial paper loan instead of a working capital loan. So it will provide an additional avenue for investors to raise money from the market. Primary dealers and all Indian financial institutions were permitted to issue this particular commercial papers in order to meet their short-term funding requirements too. So dealers and financial institutions are party to it. They also issue these commercial papers for their short-term money requirement. Now, what's the eligibility for issuance of a commercial paper? So in case your company wants to go for this commercial paper, what is the bare minimum requirement? First, all companies, primary dealers and FIIs are permitted to raise this particular commercial paper. So I can issue a commercial paper if I'm a company, I'm a primary dealer, or I'm a foreign institution or any financial institution. A company would be eligible in case the company has the latest audited balance sheet with a net worth of tangible assets not less than 4 crore rupees. And the company would have sanctioned working capital limit with bank or financial institution. Also remember that the same company, the borrower account should be classified as standard asset by the financing institution. So you should have a net worth of 4 crore plus in form of tangible assets. You should have a sanctioned working capital limit, and you should have been denominated or nominated as a standard asset by your bank or financing institution. In case of FIIs, they are also eligible to invest in commercial paper. Now, how are they allowed? So foreign institutional investors can also invest or issue these commercial papers basis they meet all the conditions which are set by SEBI. So Security Exchange Board of India have their own norms for foreign institutional investors to enter the commercial paper market. If they meet all these conditions, they are allowed to issue commercial paper and they comply with all the provisions of FEMA, so Foreign Exchange Management Act, and Foreign Exchange Deposit Regulations or Foreign Exchange Management Regulations 2000 as amended from time to time. So if it comply to all these rules and regulations set up by these bodies, foreign institutional investors are also allowed to raise money from market for their short-term borrowings from India. So a foreign entity can actually raise that money in India. In the international scenario also, issuers can be divided into financial and non-financial companies. Although most issuers are financials, there are three types of finance companies. One is the captive finance company, second is bank-related finance company, and third is independent finance companies. Let's understand what is this captive finance company. Okay, let's talk about the first type, captive finance company. What's a captive finance company? A manufacturing company starting a finance company in order to support the customers. So Mahindra starting a company known as Mahindra Finance to give loan to farmers to buy tractors. So Mahindra Finance is a captive finance company. There could be a bank-related finance company also, bank opening up a separate entity only for giving loans. There could be an independent finance company also. There could be a company which is into basically buying letter of credit. They are discounting these letter of credit, so some financial institutions. So there's a third category of company. So there could be a captive finance company, there could be a bank-related finance company or independent finance company. Let's talk about how this credit enhancement and limits are decided whenever you're going for an issuance of a commercial paper. So if you look at commercial paper, they're said to be a standalone product. They're not dependent on any other product, nor there is any collateral involved. So since it's a standalone product, you will see banks and, you know, financial institutions, they will give you a different kind of assistance. They will also check for the credibility. They will have a backstop facility. These banks and financial institutions would basically lend you that money and give you the credit enhancement in order for you to take commercial paper issue ahead. Non-bank entities may provide unconditional and irrevocable guarantees also for such credit enhancement. So if you have a commercial paper issuance and you're going for any such issue, a non-bank or financial institution would also back it up or give a collateral unconditional or irrevocable guarantee. So when I'm going for a letter of credit, there is a possibility that there is a bank becomes my guarantor bank for the letter of credit which I have received. So the aggregate amount of commercial paper, if you see, that is issued by an issuer should always be within a limit. So if I have done a particular transaction, based on that transaction, commercial paper would be issued. It cannot be of any random amount. It would be of that amount which is within the limits of my financial standing, my transaction with the consumer. So all these commercial papers would get support from banks and financial institutions or non-banking entities when it comes to credit enhancement. Banks and financial institutions shall also have this flexibility in case they want to fix working capital limits. They will decide what terms to be done, how much money to be fixed when it comes to working capital for in case of issuance of this commercial paper. And all these financial institutions would have an overall limit or umbrella for issuance of these commercial papers. So any company would have to fall in that umbrella. Only that much limit would be allowed for issuance of commercial paper. The total amount of commercial paper proposed to be issued should be raised within the period of 2 weeks from the date on which the issuer opens the issue. So within 2 weeks, all the people who are wanting to, you know, lend the money for this commercial paper would have to give the money to the company within the 2 weeks, the day the company has opened the issue. Post that, the subscription gets closed, and every such issue of commercial paper and every renewal will be always treated as a fresh issue. So every time you want to renew it after a few years, it would be considered as a new issue when it comes to commercial paper. There is no carrying forward of the same terms in future. Talking about what is this form of instrument and what is the mode of issuance and redemption. So what is this commercial paper as such? So commercial paper is nothing but it is as good as a promissory note. And this particular paper is usually held in physical form. However, post-DMAT dematerialization of all securities happening, DMAT, which we call in short form, SEBI has now made it a mandate that all the new commercial papers which are going to come in the market should always be in the DMAT form, and they should be only issued through depositories. So fresh investments, all with RBI regulated entities, will be in DMAT form only, and they would be issued in the denomination of 5 lakhs and above. So 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs, 15 lakhs, so 5 lakh and multiple of 5 lakhs is what you could use for commercial paper issuance. They would be issued at discount to face value. Okay, so you, if it's a 5 lakh rupee commercial paper, it would be issued at 4,80,000. Fine, so it will always be issued at a discount, and the discount may be determined by the issuer in advance. No issuer should have any such issue of CP underwritten or co-accepted. So one commercial paper has come, no other issuer will come and say, I will also do co-accept a particular commercial paper. No co-acceptance, no underwriting done in this case, and options are not permitted in commercial paper. You can't have a callable or putable commercial paper. Commercial paper would have its own terms. No options are allowed in case of commercial paper. Coming to the tenure of commercial papers, as we discussed initially, they are a period ranging from minimum 7 days up to 1 year from the date of issuance. So they are helping the company meet its short-term obligations. And no maturity date of commercial paper will go beyond the date which is mentioned to which the credit rating has been issued. So every commercial paper comes with a credit rating, and the credit rating is also valid till the issuance of this commercial paper. So the credit rating says that the credit rating is for the next 6 months. Commercial paper would also have a life of 6 months. Post that, maturity date cannot be post 6 months. It has to be within 6 months for this particular commercial paper to be redeemed. What is the procedure for issuance? If we talk about procedure, every issuer must appoint an issuing paying agent, IPA. So there would be an agent who will take care of issuance as well as payment in case of commercial paper. And this issuer will not disclose to potential investors, you know, any information which is not allowed as per SEBI. It will also give its latest financial position as per standard market practice. Okay, so all information about the company, about potential to potential investors, would be as per SEBI guidelines. No information would be parted away which is confidential, and financial position of the company would be in a standard practice or format which would be shared. After the exchange of the confirmation of the deal between the investor and the issuer will arrange for crediting the commercial paper to the DMAT account of the investor. Now, what happens here is, once you have confirmed me, that means I am an IPA, you have confirmed me that you are buying commercial paper of X company, the X company would be intimated, you would be intimated about the transaction, and the commercial paper would get credited to my DMAT account once I have paid the required money as the price of the commercial paper. Now, issuer will give this to an investor, a copy of IPA certificate. A certificate with an issuing and payment agency is going to give, which is a valid agreement showcasing the terms decided between both the parties, the issuer also and the investor also. Please remember, the DMAT commercial paper is going to come to you through a depository. NSDL or CDSL would basically do this particular transaction, since they are the depositories in India. And when it comes to rating agreement or requirements, credit rating agencies would have to give a credit rating to all these commercial papers. Any commercial paper which has a minimum credit rating of A3 would be allowed as per SEBI. In case it has a lower creditability, there would be a chance whether, you know, as an eligible participant or issuer, whether you'll be able to, get funding for such kind of commercial paper. So rating of issuance of commercial paper is also a mandate under SEBI. And SEBI wants that the rating agencies shall be giving a minimum of A3 rating for such commercial paper issuance or funding to be done. Now, this is with respect to how it is issued, what was the tenor. Now, let's talk about redemption. In case I want to redeem a commercial paper, how does the redemption happen? The investor in the commercial paper will pay the discounted value to CP. Okay, so I am an investor. I have given you the discounted value, a 10 lakh rupee commercial paper. I have paid you, say, 9,50,000. The entire transaction has happened through who? Through IPA, that is issuing and paying agent. Now, this investor holding of CP is in physical form. Now, on maturity, what happens is I go present my instrument, ask for my entire 10 lakh rupee. I've paid you 9,50,000. I'll ask for an entire 10 lakh rupee on the date of maturity. And this transaction, again, when it comes to redemption, is also going to happen through my issuing and paying agent. The holder would hold a CP in DMAT form, and he'll also get the entire CP redeemed and receive payment through an IPA in the entire digital form. So he's not actually going to the company. He's contacting the IPA and getting the redemption done. There's a lot of documentation and procedure happening when you talk about issuance and redemption of CP. There are standardized procedures which are set by SEBI. There are procedures which are defined for commercial paper in consultation with Fixed Income Money Market and Derivatives Association of India. So FIMDA would basically come with the best international practices, and they would have some procedures which a company has to follow or institution has to follow for issuing such commercial paper. So you would have to follow these guidelines from time to time and always take the approval of Reserve Bank of India for getting these papers into market. Now, talking about trading, does this commercial papers actually get traded? So if you know the issuers, we know that the issuers are companies who want short-term funds. And who are the eligible investor? So if I'm a company, short-term funding, I'm coming and issuing a commercial paper, who is an investor who's going to buy it? They could be individuals. They could be, that means private high net worth individuals. They could be banking institutions, mutual funds, or they could be insurance companies or other entities which are allowed by Reserve Bank of India to trade into commercial paper. So Reserve Bank of India says who all are allowed to trade in commercial paper. Only those entities can buy any kind of commercial paper. As we remember, tenure is nothing but minimum 7 days to maximum 1 year from the date of issue, and the minimum amount is 5 lakh rupees and multiples thereof of 5. Settlement, when it's a physical form, we understand that a settlement would happen to the person whose name is mentioned on the certificate, maturity date and face value mentioned. In case of a DMAT, commercial paper, as per RBI regulations, all these new issuance would get, would get redeemed even in the DMAT form, and they would be maintained in the depository with NSDL or CDSL, National Security Depository Limited, or Central Depository Services Limited. They could be only transferred. So how can I transfer my commercial paper to somebody else vis-a-vis? So they could be transferred in secondary market through delivery versus payment mode. This means transfer only happens once you pay the funds, the delivery would happen. So a person pays money for commercial paper, receives the commercial paper in the DMAT form. And settlement of usually a commercial paper is T plus 2 days. Okay, so usually 2 working days for every trade execution to be done. How does a company do a buyback of a commercial paper? In case I'm an issuer, I am allowed to do a buyback of a commercial paper before maturity. So it's allowed. I can buy back the commercial paper. I don't require the funds anymore. So I'll give back the money and ask for my commercial paper back. And this would also happen through the secondary market at whatever is the prevailing market rate of my paper. Please understand that this commercial paper should not be bought back before minimum 7 days. We said the feature is 7 days to up to 1 year. So you can't buy back it before the 7 days are over from the date of issue. Issuers will always intimate the IP of the buyback undertaken. So if I'm an issuer, I need to tell my issuing and payment agent that I want to go for a buyback and then only declare my buyback. Buyback of these papers should be undertaken after taking approval from my board of directors. So company will go to the board of directors, seek their approval and go for a buyback of commercial paper. We've seen what are the nuances, how it is issued, how it is redeemed, what's the tenure. Let's also understand what are the duties and obligation of each party in case of commercial paper. So what's the duty and obligation of an issuer, of an IPA or a credit rating agency? So first, let's talk about the issuer. In case of issuer, There are a lot of guidelines and procedures laid down by Reserve Bank of India, which and SEBI, or if it's a foreign institutional, even by FIMDA, which needs to be adhered to whenever there is an issuance of commercial paper to be done. So you will follow all the RBI norms for issue of your commercial paper. When it comes to what are the duties and obligation of credit rating agencies, they would have to follow a proper code of conduct, which is prescribed by SEBI, and do a due diligence for giving credit rating to all these financial instruments, which are termed as commercial papers. Now, these credit rating agencies have their own discretion to give a validity period to their rating. So they may declare that the rating which I'm giving on a company's commercial paper is, say, 5 years. Sorry, 5 months. So if it is 5 months, you cannot have a CP for maturity more than 5 months. So it's a complete discretion based on their perception of strength and weaknesses of the company, of the company's valuation. They decide what rating to be given and for what period. These credit rating agencies would closely monitor the rating assigned on time to time and keep a track record of regular intervals, and they will give their revisions in ratings to the public through different publications and website. So they'll keep on saying how this commercial paper is now rated, whether the rating has gone up, down. They will keep on publishing this on their website as give this information to investors. Now coming to what is the duty and obligation of an issuing paying agent. If you are an issuing paying agent, you have to ensure that a minimum credit rating is given as per stipulation of RBI. Then only this commercial paper can be issued. And the quantum indicated by the credit rating agencies has been approved by the board of directors. So the company is well aware about its rating. It has gone to the board of directors to seek their approval to do the issuance further. Now this IPA will also certify if this particular issuance is a valid agreement between the issuer and the company and the investor or no. So his duty is also of giving a certificate saying that the entire transaction is fair. Now IPA will also verify all the documents on behalf of the investor with respect to what is the board resolution, who are the signatories, where all signs are in physical form or no. And it will then only issue the certificate post all the verification is done. Certified copies of original documents will also lay with the IPA. So IPA would be a custodian of all the agreement copies of their commercial paper, whatever the terms decided. All scheduled banks usually act as these IPA, and they report all these data of issuance of CP to Reserve Bank of India through their online return filing system on the day or within 2 days on the issuance of commercial paper. So within 2 days, they will inform Reserve Bank of India any such commercial paper is issued and what were the terms of this particular issuance. All these IPAs will also immediately report with respect to any kind of defaults in repayment of commercial paper to the Chief General Manager of Financial Market Department, Reserve Bank of India, Fort Office. They will also report all instances of buyback of commercial paper undertaken by the issuer to the Chief General Manager. So they're going to talk about defaults also, and they're going to talk about the buyback also to the Chief General Manager of Reserve Bank of India. Now, what is the purpose of issuance of this commercial paper? Please understand, any company which has a very good credit rating would go for a commercial paper lending because they'll be able to borrow money at prime rate of interest. They'll be able to give lesser rate of interest, receive money quicker by selling their commercial paper. So I'll be able to get money easier, faster at a lower rate compared to the prime lending rate of any kind of a term loan. So this becomes a very, very effective instrument because it is comparatively cheaper. When it comes to commercial paper, it is also sold in order to meet working capital requirement or seasonal demand of funds so that I can bridge a gap between my long-term securities or any money which I am expecting to be received in future from my receivable or any tax receipts. So short-term period money requirement, instead of going for a full loan or a working capital loan, I'll use my commercial paper, sell them off and meet my seasonal or working capital requirement. I'll also say that they are an example of bridge financing. A corporation is basically investing into a project where interest rates will be lower in future. for any kind of business, project, any project you want to finance, immediately you require money. Commercial paper is the best way of doing that. Usually used in case of letter of credit in trade transactions. It can issue long-term bonds and use proceeds to pay for the redemption of commercial paper. In future, I know that my bonds are going to, I can convert this commercial paper into bonds, so I can redeem my commercial paper and issue long-term bonds, absolutely allowed by Reserve Bank of India. Talking about some investment characteristics of these particular commercial paper, most of the commercial paper which we see in the market today, especially by corporates, they would have a maturity period of 45 days and not more than 90 days. Maximum is definitely up to 1 year, but typically we'll see it up to 45 days to 90 days. And these commercial papers would be determined based on a number of factors. Okay, they will mention why it was issued, what the buyer terms are, and they will basically coincide with only one factor, with the need of money for short-term requirement of the company. Most of these commercial papers are also bought in the primary market. Nobody is going to the secondary market mostly. They are dealer based. There are investors available who are ready to basically buy your commercial paper and give you fast services. All these players in the market would ensure that your papers get sold faster and you have money quickly. And most issuers of direct paper are finance companies, as they're going to sell a large amount of paper continuously because they require more and more money to lend to other businesses or individuals. If we talk about commercial paper market, dealer paper is issued using the services of security firms. Usually a lot of investment banks are now increasing their transactions into commercial paper. Large commercial banks are already a player. Although this commercial paper is most prevalent money market instrument, we see that the secondary market of this paper is very, very small. And most of these commercial papers are very short in their tenure with very fast maturities, which coincide with the need of money. In most of the cases, all the commercial papers are hold till maturity. However, in many cases, holder of commercial paper needs the money sooner. And that's the reason would want an intermediary or a bank or institution to help, or a dealer to help with the entire issuance. Commercial paper yields are calculated using a particular formula. To calculate the investment yields of commercial paper, we'll see that you'll compare the rate of return of other investments. First, calculate the interest rate of the period and then compound the rate by the number of periods in a year. So first, I will find out the face value of the commercial paper minus at what price I have actually paid to get the paper, divided by the paper. See, I am a person who's an investor, so I'm finding out what's the return for me. So the face value is 10 lakh rupee. Price I paid is 9 lakh 50 divided by 9 lakh 50. That was calculation of interest rate per term. And I'll say how many times in a year I'm going to get interest. I'll also calculate that. So that is actual number of days in a year divided by total length in days. So say actual number of days of commercial paper in a year was say 90 days divided by the entire term length of 365 days. So I can find out the yield using this particular formula when it comes to commercial paper. Now, what are the advantages and disadvantages of issuance of these commercial paper? Talking about advantages, first advantages, high credit ratings would help a company issue a commercial paper at a lower interest rates. Okay, there's a wide range of maturity which is available since it is flexible. 7 days up to 1 year, you can decide your own tenure, your own maturity date. It does not create any lien on assets. There is no mortgage, no collateral happening in case of commercial paper. And in case of trading of these commercial paper, it provides each investor to exit the commercial paper anytime. So I, as an investor, I bought the commercial paper, I may sell it to somebody else and exit from this commercial paper whenever I want. Similarly, the issuer can also buy back and exit at its own leisure. What's the disadvantage? Disadvantages, it's very limited in usage. It could be used only by blue chip companies. Very difficult for small companies to use this as one of the investment method. Issuance of this commercial paper would bring down the bank credit limits. Since it's a debt instrument, you'll be able to now get lesser loan compared to say, as this gets added to your debt, it also would have high degree of control when it comes to issuance of commercial paper. RBI has set norms which needs to be adhered to. So there's a lot of control happening by Reserve Bank of India and the IPA involved in between. And there is a standby credit which may become necessary at times in case you are issuing a commercial paper. So this is about commercial paper. We have seen what is the issuance, what is the redemption, buyback, advantages and disadvantages of this particular debt instrument. Let's talk about other instrument in the other few chapters. Thank you.